Aloha and welcome. My name is Sandy C, coming at you from Maui, Hawaii. Hope you enjoy this daily meditation as we read from God's Word today. Sit back, relax, and receive just what God has for you. Thank you so much for joining me today. We are continuing the series called God-Sized Dreams. This is part two. I'm very, very excited about this book. So I was led by the Lord to just read some little tidbits from the book and just encourage you because I have been so encouraged. If you have not gone out to get this book, it is by Holly Girth. It is called You're Made for a God-Sized Dream. And I hope you are encouraged by what I share today and that what I say will stir up those dreams in your heart. Maybe the dreams that you've had in the past have died down or you're not as enthusiastic about them anymore or you've just kind of put them to the side and not pursued them. I'm hoping by what I say today that it will encourage you how to start dreaming again. What we're going to cover today is how dreaming begins. And I love what Holly talks about in the book in this chapter. We're still in chapter one, but it's just such a good segment that she covers. So I'm sure when you were a child, people asked you what you wanted to be when you grew up. And I want you to think about what your answer was at the time. I know for me, I wanted to be a veterinarian, I wanted to be a cosmetologist, I wanted to be a singer, songwriter, dancer. I had all of these ideas that I wanted to do when I was a child. But of course, as I started to grow older, my dreams and my desires started to change. Of course, veterinarian was a huge desire of mine. However, I did not like going to school, so going to school for 8 years was not my cup of tea as far as becoming a veterinarian. So that kind of got, you know, pushed by the wayside. Anyway, I'm going to cover some things in the book that she talks about. And she talks about, you know, I just want you to think about the things that you wanted to be when you were a child. And as you got older, how those things changed of what you wanted to do. She talks about here, it's a fine line between reality and what's possible when we're children. Like for her nieces and nephews, most of those dreams disappear through the years, and that's okay. As we mature, so do our desires. Yet in those early dreams, we often find the seeds of the something more God has planted within us. If I'd asked you the same question I posed to my nieces and nephews, what would you have said? She basically asked her nieces and nephews what they wanted to be when they grow up, and they wanted to work at Chuck E. Cheese and be in a place where there was pizza and games and fun all the time. And of course, as they got older, she presented the question again, and they did not want to do that anymore. So it's just kind of interesting how we grow up and things change, our dreams and desires change too when we're young. But as we get older, our desires do change, and we change. So, and that's okay. So, as children, she talks about here, as children, we let our imaginations go wild. And as time passes, we begin to understand more of what's reality and what's fantasy. Rather than seeing those outlandish desires as a natural part of childhood, we convince ourselves that we're irresponsible dreamers. We need to settle down, face the facts, forget about flying, and keep our feet on the ground. Says who? Who told you to stop dreaming? Maybe it was a teacher who told you to sit still in class and stop drawing those pictures. Maybe it was an overly cautious parent who wanted to keep you from getting hurt. Maybe it was the bully on the playground who yelled to the whole class that you were weird. What if they were wrong? Of course, there are dreams that we do need to let go, like the Chuck E. Cheese ambitions of her nieces and nephews. Sometimes a dream is more of a wish, and it blows away like a dandelion in the winds of time. But if someone said or did something that made you stop dreaming altogether, then my friend, I can assure you that wasn't from Jesus. Dreaming is a core part of who we are. True. Not all of our dreams come from God, and not all of them are His will for our lives, but the capacity to use our imagination, to have visions, To nurture desires is inherent in who he has created us to be. In Proverbs 13:12, it says, a longing fulfilled is a tree of life, which I love that scripture. A longing fulfilled is a tree of life. So if your dream, if you are just so desiring it for it to be fulfilled, it is a tree of life. And I want to encourage you not to stop dreaming, but to keep going and pursue those dreams and watch God open up doors for you and bring those things to pass for you in your life. And then she goes on to say here, dreams and desires propel us forward. In many ways, they keep us moving toward heaven. They don't allow us to get too comfortable here, to settle in ways and places God never intended. As long as you are alive, God wants you to go further, dig deeper, and draw closer to Him. And I believe dreams are one of the primary ways God makes that happen. Every dream or desire you have that comes from God is an invitation for more intimacy with Him. I'm going to stop there for a second, and I'm going to repeat that because this sentence really spoke to me when I read it. Every dream or desire you have that comes from God is an invitation for more intimacy with Him. I know when I am walking out and doing the things that God has called me to do, and the dreams in my heart that He's put in my heart, it's just this podcast is one of them, one of many things that He wants me to do. But as I do this, when I do it, I am in such a deep intimacy with God at that moment. I'm very close to Him. He shows me what He wants me to say. He shows me what He wants me to write. He encourages me and He draws close to me. And in those times, there's just nothing like it. It really, it's so fulfilling, and it's such a tree of life, like that scripture says. It's just everything that you need. So I want you to catch that. You can stop feeling guilty about dreaming and hoping. And if life has diminished your capacity to dream, here's your permission to start again. Really. So I want you to start again on dreaming. You have permission to dream. I don't want your life, if your life has diminished your capacity to do that, I want you to encourage yourself today and start dreaming again. There are things that are planted on the inside of you that God has put there for a reason for you to do. And I want to encourage you to dream. Write down your dreams. Write down your visions, where you want to go, where you want to see God take you. Just get your heart stirred up and encouraged. And I pray that this message today has encouraged you. I hope that you are drawn closer to Jesus through this. And we're going to be talking about, the next thing we're going to talk about is 5 lies that keep us from dreaming. That's in the next series. It's called 5 lies that keep us from dreaming. So I want you to stay tuned to this podcast. I'm going to be covering this the next time around. It's pretty amazing, but these lies that we're going to bring forth, you don't want to believe them, but you want to believe God for greater and bigger things in your life, and keep dreaming and keep moving forward. Aloha from Maui. This is Sandy C. Thanks so much for stopping in today. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's message. Please join me tomorrow as we get into God's Word and see what He has in store for us. I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day. Aloha.